Let's talk about Meg 2. The Trench. Now streaming on Max, HBO Max, HBO, this shit's all the same. Now, of course, giving the success of Meg, which, let's be honest, Meg wasn't even a bad movie. It really wasn't. It was like, I mean, it was a decent movie. Like, for real. Meg is completely watchable. So then making a sequel wasn't far-fetched. But the thing about sequels, you either need to be just as good as the original or better. No, this didn't either. This decided to have less of a serious tone to it. If you recall the first one, we had our comedy relief. We had somebody who was known for it. Our friend from The Office. Now, granted, he wasn't intentionally being funny, but, you know, he had funny moments. He was the comedy relief without being obvious and over the top, you know what I'm saying? Because that's not really a thing people want really nowadays. And without him, I guess they decided to just, you know, just add moments of humor throughout the movie that really weren't fucking necessary. Kind of like the way people are like, it's weird how in Marvel there's moments where the superheroes make jokes and it's like, how the fuck is right now the moment you want to make a joke? This is funny right now. Like it really kind of deterred from like the serious theme is really kind of gone. Another thing they decided to do, it just seemed like they thought to themselves, what was missing from the first movie? You know, our giant shark attack movie. What was missing? And I just feel like Jason Statham was like, you know what was missing? Fucking fight scenes and action scenes. Because lo and behold, he gets to actually kick ass of human beings in this movie. Kind of, does it relate to the actual story? Yes, it does. But it's like, y'all didn't really need that. You really didn't. You literally now get a combination of, it's more action, sci-fi, I can't use the word thriller. If thriller doesn't want to come out of my mouth. So, suspense, I guess. It's not what it should have been to me. I really, when you watch the first one and then you're like, okay, they're going to make a sequel. Let's see what they do. That's not what you thought they were going to do. You didn't think there would be guns and gunfire and like, I can't say more than that without giving away shit, but it's like, you just wouldn't think these things, they made it into a shark movie. Like, oh, so y'all figured out a way to make Jason Statham still like punch and kick people and all type of shit. Now, funny thing is he's not the only one that does it, but the other person, which I don't want to reveal who, you fucking love when he does it. Like, his action sequels is your fucking love because he was also in the first movie and was like, you know what? I remember what happened last time. I ain't gonna go out like that. And it's like, yeah, he was the most enjoyable character in this fucking movie. I hate to say it. They did a lot of cliche shit here. Like, certain things you shouldn't be able to do with your bare hands. Period. And it's just like, okay, all right. So we're gonna, like, that level of unbelievability, they knock on the door. They don't let themselves in, but they kind of like, they knock on the door and run away. So there's moments where you're like, huh? And it's really one scene, just to be totally 100% honest. It's really just one scene where you're like, and you'll know it because it's the Free Willy moment. Just, it's essentially a Free Willy moment. And you're like, that shouldn't be about, that shouldn't be possible. Like, okay. If I haven't mentioned, like I said, I already mentioned that a couple of characters come back besides Jason Statham. A good bit of the characters do come back, which is great. Some of the ones you're like, they came back? And I guess because it was cute. It was like literally people that had maybe 5 minutes in this movie, but their scene was like, I mean, it was fucking cute and you were concerned about the shit. And I can't tell you who or what, because I have to say what also. But yeah, if you just, you'll know it when it happens. If you paid attention in the first one, you'll be like, wait, is that the same motherfucking, and is that the same mother? Like, it's hilarious that they're literally, you know, someplace else chilling and God damn it, it's the fucking sharks again. Like, fuck. I know these people gotta be like, God damn, why come every time we go on vacation, we caught up in this giant shark shit. Ain't that the same motherfucker again? Damn. Fuck. Yo. Something I really didn't like, besides knocking on the door unbelievably and running away, it's some whack angles in this. Like, I'm gonna give you one real good example. They cut from a scene and go directly to this dude eating fried chicken. And I mean, like, close up on his fucking face, eating fried chicken. Then some shit happens and the dude is running away. And it's weird because, like, why the fuck did we start off with this dude, a close up extreme? Made you think, like, okay, is something gonna come out and bite him and start chewing him the way that he's chewing the chicken? And that doesn't happen. So it's kind of like, why the fuck did they pick that angle? That's fucking weird as shit to be like, that's a weird shot to pick. And there's a couple of those like that. Like, there is. Not a lot, but it's a couple. It's a couple. I got to be honest with you. Like, but for a continuation of the first one, it directly connects. It, you know, this isn't one. It's a direct good continuation. A lot of the characters from the first one who obviously didn't die. The most enjoyable character is not a character you expected that she was going to be like, dude, I literally just enjoyed the movie more because of one fucking character. And if he wasn't in it, to be honest, I wouldn't like this movie as much, because he just provided an air of, like, I don't know, freshness. And it's like, it's not like he was trying to be funny. It just felt like he was being real. And because he was being real, that shit just kind of worked. I don't know how to explain that shit to you. But if you watch it, which, if you watch the first, go ahead and watch the second. Because there's nothing worse than, you know, not seeing a sequel after you've watched the first movie and you thought the first one was good. Even if the sequel doesn't even look good, you got to go ahead and, I mean, just by rule, that's law. Watch the damn sequel now. Motherfuckers make a 3, you can kiss my ass. There's a Meg 3, I'm not watching that shit. Because there's no way it got better in the third. Like, you're not going to convince me. I'm going to feel like y'all went south. Oh, and before I forget, if you recall, there was an era where we had a lot of versus movies. It was like, the 50-foot spider versus the 100-foot bat. And it was like animals versus shit, like, all the time. Always like monster animals versus some other shit. You know, the fucking bat shark versus the tiger spider. You know what I'm saying? That those fucked up B-movie shits. Like, if you recall, there was like a good time period where they were just popping them bitches out like water. And of course, it was easy because they sucked and fucking CGI was even worse. Which I'm going to get to the CGI in this bitch in a minute. We get one of those moments. We get a moment of a versus here. I won't say what's versus what, but we do have a moment. I kind of wish the moment was a little bit more. I'm not even going to lie to you. I feel like we could have got an extra, I don't know, even an extra 60 seconds would have been good. You know, extra 60 seconds, 2 minutes in this versus situation that occurred in the movie, I think would have been great. would have been great. I think it would have made it a little bit more enjoyable. There are moments where the CGI looks like fucking CGI. There are. And it's disappointing. And because I can't say one of the ones that stuck out in my head, which was near the end, like in the last 20, and I can't because it kind of ruined what I just talked about. It could have been better. The CGI 100% could have been better. And they could have gave more explanation to why in the beginning a creature did what it was doing. Like for a part of the story to happen, a creature has to do a thing. But the explanation that they gave was so quick that it's like, that was it? So it somehow went to, huh? Really? And she just wasn't believable. Like, the reason wasn't believable. And then later it was something about the truth. So one thing being able to track the other, and I'm like, but y'all were in a helicopter. What are you talking about? Like I said, watch it if you watch the other one. If you're like, man, I didn't see Meg, maybe I'll watch Meg too. Don't fucking do that. Unless you liked those, unless you like movies that lesser than the original. Sure. Because this movie is lesser. It does not match the same level that the original Meg had. And it doesn't exceed it. It's below it. It is. It's 100% below. But if you've seen the first Meg, you need to see this just to understand and see the moments where you're like, you know what? Yeah, this is not. They didn't upgrade. It really felt like they traded it in to try and go for a totally different vibe. Which is dumb, because Meg 1 set the vibe. Continue with the vibe. Don't change the shit up. Yeah, that's all I gotta say about Meg 2, The Trench. If they decide to make a 3, it should stay in a fucking trench, because no. Absolutely not. Meg 2, HBO Max, HBO, whatever the fuck you wanna call it. You can find me on Facebook. It's Let's Talk About Flicks. The name is literally Let's Talk About Flicks. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody in the UK. I hope, what is it, Paris? Paris, France. I hope they get the bed bug problem under control out there. If not, stay awake and watch the movies. I got you. Shout out to everybody. South Africa, West Africa, Australia, all the listeners. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I appreciate you. Let's talk about flicks.